Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights on the ever-changing world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by Affinity X, the best and largest creator and executor of digital advertising solutions for leading ad agencies nationwide. And by The Media Audit, the most comprehensive local syndicated audience measurement in the country. And now, here are your hosts, Corey and Gordon.
Welcome back to another episode of the Local Marketing Trends Podcast. I am Corey Elliott. I am one of your hosts. And today, it's all about video. It's all about online video, digital video, OTT, call it what you will. And with me to talk about it is the one, the only, the great, Gordon Burrell.
Listen to the audience.
I know.
That's just me. Speaking of video, Corey. Thank you, Corey. Speaking of video, you have your own video. We've launched our own video with you on it. Corey's Local Marketing Minute. That is just so cool.
Yeah. Well, it goes over a little bit over a minute, but you get the idea.
We've done a couple of so far.
Yep.
And then we're getting lots of great feedback. So if you want to see it, go to the Burrell website and look for the podcast/video tab, and you'll see it there, the video. Or here's a hint, Corey, I don't know whether you knew this. If you go to the YouTube channel and then type in Burrell and see the Burrell YouTube channel, we post some there ahead of time. So the last two were really funny. What's the next one coming up?
The next one's going to be about flexibility. How flexible are local advertisers' plans for advertising? Are they locked in stone? Are they ready to go? That's it. You can't change my mind. Or if you come in with a good idea, will I change my mind? So it's about how flexible they are.
Yeah, cool. They're very, very, very well done. So thank you for that. So we're talking about video. I've got to ask you, we saw some really interesting trends last year with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's sort of bleeding into this year, but something really happened with video.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming to Main Street. Everybody who listens to this podcast understands, online video, a digital video, that's been around for years. But think about the florist, on Main Street. It's new to them. The fact that they can pick up a phone, shoot a video of a flower arrangement and put it up somewhere and people see it as an ad is kind of new and exciting.
Yeah, I think that's the least of it. I mean, it's new and exciting to them. Yeah, but the majority of this audience, ad agencies, local media companies, how the hell do they make money off of that? So before we get into that, let's talk about what happened in 2020 and some of the data that we've seen in terms of effectiveness growing for different types of media.
Sure. We asked in our local advertiser survey, tell us what kind of advertising really was more effective in 2020 than it was in 2019. And of course, COVID had something to do with it, the perception of it. But you know what the number one kind of advertising that had the most people saying, oh, this was really effective?
I guess it's video.
Yeah, it was streaming video OTT. 53% of the people who used it said, oh man, it was more effective than last year.
So let's start with the basics. What percent of advertisers using it was 5, 10, 20%?
Oh, it's much more. It's up to, 61%?
Yeah, well, it's getting there. I think it's at 43. If you look at different segments like TV, it's getting up close to about 60% of TV buyers. But overall, I think we're looking at it was 43, like you said, and then 45% for 2021. So it's appealing to more and more. And the interesting thing about this is when we looked at you put these questions in the survey, Corey, when we looked at how they're actually using it, it's not like, we're hiring somebody to shoot videos for us and that's 100% of our activity and then they post them somewhere. No, there's some internal activity going on with video, right?
Yeah. And just to clarify, when I said 61% of those who use streaming video have developed and posted their own content to a video.
There you go. So 61% are doing their own stuff. So that's going to be tough for media companies and agencies to tap, or maybe not. Maybe you can say, we can do a more professional job. You're shooting it with your iPhone. We have this HD, full HD camera, and scripting and lavaliers and things like that to make the sound better.
Yeah, half of them, 54%, where it's 54% of local business have an employee who manages all this, the online video production, the advertising, all that. So one out of two of them have either a person with an official title or their nephew, Gary, who is, you know, all over it.
Yeah, what I found interesting is of those who are buying streaming video, which you said was, 45% this year, let's say, a third of them are buying ads on YouTube. So that is there. And then the average spending was $19,000, which is approaching what they spend, you know, what radio buyers spend on radio, for instance.
Right. Right.
Hey, and I wanted to talk about radio, but and where these advertisers are coming from. But you also produced this really cool bubble chart, which showed the perceived effectiveness of these, all of these people who are buying OTT and streaming video.
Yeah, it's kind of complex to think about. But for the first cut, the base was, okay, I bought OTT advertising. I bought local online video advertising. And then we asked, okay, rate the effectiveness of that and anything else that you bought, and did it get more or less effective? And what happened was basically all of the non-digital stuff was deemed less effective than it was in 2019, except for broadcast TV. Broadcast TV was effective. It was a little more effective, but there the other thing was how much money they were spending on it. They were spending a great deal on broadcast TV. Now, meanwhile, way up in the right-hand corner that deems something very effective and even more effective than it was in 2019 is a bubble called OTT.
Yeah. So it's one of those things we're watching. It's one of those things that's, you know, we know is going to continue to grow. All the barometric readings in 2020 said, wow, you know, keep an eye on this. I think budgets were increasing an average of 20-25% for something people like who said that they were going to buy video in 2021. Up from what they were spending in 2020. So the increase in percentage of advertisers, the increase in the amounts of their spending on it. Now, the big question, Corey, is where does that money come from? Because we know people don't just make up more money. Say, oh, yeah, we spend $1 million on advertising and we want to buy some more OTT, so we'll add $100,000 to the budget. No, it comes from something else. And I think we have the smoking gun. We know where it comes from, and it's not what you think. So why don't we get to that right after our commercial message. And I do have to welcome, I was remiss in not doing it a couple of weeks ago. We have a new sponsor in our friends at The Media Audit. So welcome. And they're joining Affinity X as a sponsor. So we'll hear from those sponsors and come back with the answer to the question, where are all those OTT dollars coming from? Right after this.
Affinity X is a trusted partner among leading digital marketing agencies. They can help you retain and grow your customer base with a complete product and service solution. Turn fixed costs into variable costs with a trusted outsourced partner. Scale your business with quicker turn times and flawless delivery. And reduce costs and improve margins. Affinity X is unmatched in experience, solutions, and technology that drives results. They can help your agency thrive in the increasingly competitive digital marketing landscape. Visit them at affinityexpress.com to learn more.
Celebrating 50 years of experience, the Media Audit provides advertisers, agencies, and media companies with consumer insights in more than 80 markets. The Media Audit provides you with an edge in a highly competitive marketplace, helping you quantify customer trends by tying them to what's happening in your market. Learn more and schedule a demo. Visit themediaaudit.com. That's themediaaudit.com.
Okay, we're back. Now, Gordon, before the break, you said we were going to talk about where the money was coming from, and you wanted me to guess where the money was coming from.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a guess?
Yeah. I'm thinking cable. And let me tell you why. You already buzzed me. Damn it.
Sorry. You want to try again? Try something else. Guess cable? Oh, go ahead. Tell me why you think it's cable.
Well, because I was looking at that effectiveness chart, and cable's starting to slip with these OTT guys as far as effectiveness goes. I mean, more so than broadcast TV. It's just starting to go down a little bit. So I was imagining they were replacing their cable buys with OTT buys.
It makes a lot of sense. You would think that cable advertisers, maybe the smaller type of video advertisers, not the big roll the dice broadcast TV advertisers, they're interested in a little more of a targeted audience. And it probably is some coming from cable. That's not it. We found the smoking gun. So follow me here. There's some interesting things here.
All right.
So if you look at what advertisers spent in 2020 on video and what they're planning to spend in 2021, it approximates and a little bit higher than what they spend on radio.
Okay. So, I'm with you.
If you look at radio and just look at people who are buying radio, I think there are almost 1,000 advertisers buying radio. What you find is that 46% of them are buying streaming video, and what they're spending on it is 33% more than they spend on radio. So their budgets for streaming video are bigger. These are radio buyers. So stick with me here.
Okay.
When you look at radio buyers who stopped buying radio in 2020, it was about 19-20% of them that bought it in 2019 and stopped buying in 2020. And you looked at them exclusively and said, why did you stop buying radio? 24% of them, one in four said it was because they moved money to something else. So you got those people who moved the money from radio. What did they move it to? Well, we don't actually know because we didn't ask that question, but here comes. You ready?
Yeah.
When you looked at the people who stopped buying radio and those who said they moved money to something else,
right?
Twice as many of them were buying online video.
Ah.
So you know, the gun's smoking a little bit. So here's a little bit more that really, I think, seals that that equation. And that is, of those who continued to buy radio in 2020, 70%, they were spending 70% more on online video. They were buying it as opposed to those who don't buy radio. So let me boil that down. Okay. Those buying radio and continued to buy it and were buying streaming video were spending 70% more than those who didn't buy radio.
Now, a little bit of that is because probably they have more money to spend, right? Because if they're spending
in
multiple.
Don't blow my theory. I'm on a train here. You're standing in the tracks. You're about to get run over by the locomotive.
All right.
Don't confuse me with facts.
Okay.
So,
keep going.
So they plan to increase, these are radio buyers who are buying video, plan to increase at 22%. And then here it comes, wait for it, get off the tracks. They plan to increase their radio budgets. These are people who are buying radio and streaming video. They're increasing the radio budgets half as much as radio buyers who don't buy streaming video.
So piece that
all together. And it's like, wow. Yeah, this makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Well, online, what you're saying then is video is getting more of their advertising share, their media share.
Yeah.
In dollars.
I think it's logical because they are multimedia advertisers. They're probably a bit more brand type advertisers, and those who probably can't quite afford, you know, the big budgets of radio, of television, I mean, or cable, but they've been pining to be on the TV, and suddenly they are. They're on smartphones, they're on YouTube, they're on Hulu, and as we said a little bit earlier, it's not just the advertising portion of it. It's the overall marketing placement of it and, you know, posting something up to YouTube and getting it, you know, a 2 or 3 minute video, not just a commercial, 2 or 3 minute video of, you know, the new mountain bike they've got at their bike shop.
But see, there's an opportunity for either local agencies or local, anybody who can provide some guidance, because I think there are three kind of steps here. And local advertisers think they can do all three, and some of them might be able to. But the first one is actually creating development, right? They've taught themselves, like I said, they have a phone. I'm not saying it's the best, but they can do it. They can shoot a video. They got that. They got the first step. Second step is the distributing of it. They can put it out there. They can do what they want with it. They can put it up on YouTube. They can put it up on, you know, whatever else kind of platform. But here's what they can't do, or they're having a struggle, is they can't market it. They don't know what to do with it. They can distribute it, but are they doing it effectively? And I think that's where a marketing mind can come in.
Yeah. You know, post it up on YouTube, get a couple of views, and, you know, put it on your website in the YouTube frame, and, you know, you'll be kind of happy. But, you know, drive that traffic with a video, an audio commercial on radio, a newspaper ad or something else. And, you know, you'll see the views go through the roof, I think, on a lot of them.
And that's why I think it's so important. I know we keep banging the drum on this, but if you're sitting in a local media company, it isn't about the media. It's about the marketing. It's about understanding, because like we said at the very beginning, the bar has been set not so low, but the barrier, the entry barrier, entry to barrier. I'm messing that up, but you know what I mean? Is so low that anybody could shoot a video and put it up, but they don't know what to do with it.
Okay, so if you want to see that some dumbass can actually do it, watch, go Google this.
Burrell. You better not say my video. You better not.
I'm going to give you a video that I shot for my wife. It was a commercial video that, wait, don't go there. That's not a video of my wife. No, she writes for a newspaper. It's a freelance thing. And she said, hey, I'd like to do this video. I'm doing a story on this baker in Smithfield, Virginia. So you will see a video that I actually shot and she actually edited. And by the way, we didn't know what the hell we were doing. She's just, you know, kind of a doofus when it comes to technology. Oh, but she figured out how to edit podcasts? Put the music. Yeah, thank you. Put the music behind it. Put the words on the screen. This was totally a production of me with a video camera and her with almost no editing skills. Okay. Google Burrell Bakery Smithfield Molasses Cookies. Any fool can do it. There's proof. Sorry to my lovely, wonderful, and talented wife, Lucia. She's fantastic. Of course. She never wants to do one of these again, but it proves that, hell, you know, anybody could do it. And I got to tell you, the baker was ecstatic about it. And even the newspaper, the folks who own the newspaper say, hey, can you do more of these? They just didn't really know how to do it. The answer, by the way, is no.
Well, let's stick with that for a minute. What did you do? You shot it. And then what?
I shot it. I downloaded it to a little camcorder thing. Right. I used a lavalier, so we got the – so you have to get invested in that, right? So you got the sound a little bit better than across the room with a lot of echo. I put some nice lights up. We looked at lighting. So, you know, you did that. And I downloaded it to a little card. And plugged it into her computer, and I said, there you go, honey, I'm done. And she found some online software to put words and music in it did it. And, you know, she probably worked way more time than you would if you were professional. But again, the point, Corey, is that it was just so damn simple to do.
But what I'm saying is, great, now you got it. Now, what did they do with it? How did they know what to do with this thing?
Well, they put it on the website for a holiday story or something like that. And, you know, had they just sold it to the woman who owned the bakery, she would have been very happy and she would have put it on their website or asked for help doing that. There's not much money in that, if any. Right. But what drove it was there it is. And she wanted to know if she could point to it on her website. So there was promotion for the newspaper. You know, on her website, she pointed to that video. In her social media, she pointed to the video. So she was ecstatic that it got attention that she is unable to get.
Gotcha.
That's the power of the combination of the desire of the advertiser themselves to see a video and have a video done of themselves. They don't know how to do this, but you know, it really is simple. And you should do it in a little more professional way than, you know, the woman's, you know, husband or daughter might be able to do it. And then promote it for them. That's something they can't do. I think there's real power in that.
Yeah, I agree. So how can local media companies get in on this?
Well, I think it's just as simple as investing in a little bit of equipment, maybe a couple of $1,000, you know, lavalier, a very nice HD camera, which might cost, you know, $500 to $600 or maybe $1,000 for the camera itself, some lighting, and you're in the business. You really need people. You need people who understand editing. I wouldn't overdo it because you want to understand, you know, how much money is actually in this and what the profitability is. But I do think that if you have video capabilities, you can do that. You can also farm this out to companies like one of our sponsors on your video minute is Video Bolt. And that is just really simple, where you say, here's the script, you know, here are the types of things that we want to show. You ship it off to them. And there are other companies like that too, you know, and they overnight produce it with professional, you know, anchors, basically, you know, anchor people from TV stations that are now working for this other company that can walk across the street and say, you know, this is a great bakery and they have this and that. And these are the reasons you can come and visit us. You know, that's like a commercial. But you can place that elsewhere. And so there are a number of different ways to get in it. I would just say, Corey, it's just so compelling from the data you've provided that you get into this business because so many advertisers want it.
Yep, absolutely. So get out there and get videoing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Corey. And thank you, everybody, for joining us again. Take a look at Corey's Local Marketing Minute. It comes out alternatively every other week. Our podcast comes out every other week, too. And thanks for joining us for another podcast. And please watch Corey's Local Marketing Minute. And we will see you next time. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you, Gordon.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Affinity X and the Media Audit. If you have submissions or ideas for future shows, or if you'd like to be a guest, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, market well.